Mississippi Hospital. And she probably stayed there 3 years. I'm not for sure because I couldn't remember that far back. But my mom had a really, really good friend then when she lived up there. And I was not a good baby. I was very colicky and fussy, very hard to get to sleep, I guess. And so I think they thought twice before they had another one because of that. But anyway, so we moved to Walsh, Colorado, which is where my my dad's dad lived, to help on the farm. And when I was in grade school, go back to Denver. When I get too fussy, she'd call Polly, her best friend, and to try and help get me to sleep. And as soon as Polly picked me up, she'd be like, I'd be like, Mom would be like, what are you doing? And she's like, I don't know. So, because I was the firstborn, so maybe she was a little nervous, you know, how parents are. But when I was in grade school, we go to recess, and everybody was really excited for recess. I really wasn't, because I'd go out there and I'd play, and I had to sit down, because I was so tired. And I couldn't really stay out there the whole time without resting. And we didn't know why. And it didn't. The summer of my fifth grade year, not summer, it was in February of 84, I was sick with the flu, and I couldn't walk 5 feet to the bathroom. So my mom and dad took me to the doctor in the small town, rural, you know, Walsh, Colorado was 15 miles from Kansas, 20 from Oklahoma, very, very southeast corner. And the nurse practitioner said that she heard a defect in my heart, or a murmur, what you call it. And so I, about once a month, there was an adult cardiologist that came to Springfield, and which is about 30 minutes away. So they got me an appointment with him, and as soon as he heard my heart, he says, she needs a child cardiologist, and something to be done soon. And so after that, I seen a child cardiologist in Colorado Springs, and he said, you will need heart surgery. You have what's called atrial septal defect, which is a valve at birth that's supposed to close, and mine did not. And in the 11 years I lived with this defect, it like regurgitates acid out of your heart. So it's pumping, and it leaks this acid out of your heart that's supposed to stay in. The valve was supposed to close at birth, and it didn't. So anyway, in that summer, I had surgery of 84. I was 11 years old, and the main thing that I remember was when, after the surgery, the heart doctor sitting at the end of my bed, standing there, giving me a teddy bear with a band-aid across the chest, and said I had never seen a case like yours live 11 years. So I was very lucky. And all through grade school, I always went to VBS, all the churches in town. Never really had a home church. So I, after that, I knew I was lucky. And I just was like, God has left me on this earth for some reason. So I found a home church in Walsh, which wasn't hard. It was like a Catholic church and a Baptist and a Methodist. That's pretty much all we had. So, anyway, after a few years later, they kind of told me some of the things that after my surgery, they patched 8 major holes in my heart. The biggest was 2 inches, and they patched it with my lung sac. So I have no limitations now. I still have a murmur, and I always will, because it's not completely repairable. But they said the smaller holes would eventually close themselves. But those eight major ones were the ones that was repaired. So that's how God touched my life. He let me. He caught this at 11 years old, and I opened my eyes to Him even more. So that's my story.
Can you stand here for a second? So you heard the gospel at VBS?
Yes.
Okay, so. But Christ died. Christ is risen. Right. Christ will come again. I would like some of that, please.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much.
And so that became real to you.
Yeah.
After
even
surgery,
so.
You're like.
Right. Even more
okay.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.